Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Locked On Broncos. This is your host, Cody Rourke, and today we're going to recap the Denver Broncos' 41-16 defeat at the hands of the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football last night. A loss that was very demoralizing in a sense of how the Denver Broncos have felt the last 5 weeks, and it is just built up to this, and it obviously hasn't gotten any easier. You played Philadelphia last week, and then you got to play Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Well, the game didn't go how any of us had expected, but there are some good things. There are some positives we can take away, and obviously we're going to analyze what's been bothering the Denver Broncos, what's been hurting them. We're going to talk about that on tonight's show of Locked On Broncos, as well as Derek Wolfe had some very interesting press conference quotes that we're going to play for you here on tonight's Locked On Broncos. Some of it not safe for work, so I want to give a viewer discretion ahead of time. There is an explicit word that Derek Wolfe uses in regards into his press conference. I want to let you guys know there for anybody that got kids listening to Locked On Broncos as well, wherever you go. So bringing you all that recap to your Apple iPhone, your Android devices, and now even your smart speakers that you have, either Alexa or Google Home. All you got to say is, hey, Alexa, play podcast Locked On Broncos. And then she'll play it for you, as well as Google Home saying, hey, Google, play me Locked On Broncos podcast, and it'll bring it up for you. So we're bringing this to you right now, 110 miles an hour over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, and Locked On Broncos starts right now.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Be sure to go over to LockedOnBroncos.com for your daily writing content for the Denver Broncos as well. We're going to get that all kicked off here this week as well. Very exciting news about that. Obviously, our partnership with FanRag Sports has been a huge thing going forward, but obviously, let's dive in. Here's what we're going to talk about on tonight's show. Obviously, the full game recap. Denver falls to New England 41-16, and right now, many people across Broncos country. I've talked to a lot of people on Twitter, interacted with a lot of listeners over there that listen to Locked On Broncos avidly, as well as people out there on Twitter that aren't even Denver Broncos fans, and they're asking me questions, and they're sharing their frustration at what is going on with this team. We have not seen a free fall from a team that has so much talent right now than we have from the Denver Broncos, and on paper, a lot of people are calling for the coaches' heads. A lot of people are, you know, just getting to the point where they're saying, I'm not excited watching Broncos football anymore. And I kind of want to say, let's slow that roll up a little bit. Now, I'm always excited to watch the Denver Broncos football. And I tell you what, I tweeted it last night and it hurt my heart so much to tweet it. But I said, each week I get optimistic. I have this optimism each week that the Broncos will fix all of the little things that are hurting them out there on the field. And then come game time, the same things are still hurting them over and over and over and over again. And at that point, that's what hurts. And I think that's what's causing some people to become frustrated, or as they say, not excited to watch Broncos football. I'm always excited to watch it because any given Sunday, anything can happen. But right now, the Denver Broncos are kind of in this dramatic free fall, and they fell 41-16 to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Now, the game started off. The Denver Broncos, I felt, started off the game pretty well from the first start. The New England Patriots got the ball. Denver forced a three and out. Great. You know, defense stopped them, forced them to punt. Well, here's where the issue happened. Isaiah McKenzie, once again, muffs the punt. This is his fifth fumble on the year for the Denver Broncos as a punt returner, and he's still out there. And that's my issue. I even tweeted before the game that I don't see why Jordan Taylor is inactive every single week, and you have Isaiah McKenzie out there on third down, fourth down, running routes, or also returning punts, and he's dropping them, and he killed the Denver Broncos' hopes for any energy. The Denver Broncos found themselves down 14-0 really quick once again. The offense in this game actually played pretty dang well. When you look at the Denver Broncos overall, I thought that they played a lot better offensively from the standpoint. The offensive line, in my opinion, played great. You know, with Menelik Watson being out, I thought Alan Barber at right tackle helped out in the pass game. He did pretty, he did better than he did against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, you know, Alan Barber struggled a little bit on, you know, the inside run stuff as a tackle compared to, you know, the inside run stuff as a guard. It's completely different a little bit. I thought Alan Barber played well filling in at right tackle. We may see Kwanjo getting some more reps this week and obviously maybe playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. But right now, the Denver Broncos are at a crossroads. And the offensive line played very well. They had a very good game, I think, for the third, you know, the second week out of 3 weeks. They struggled against Philadelphia. They played well against Kansas City, and I thought they played well against the New England Patriots and the pretty talented defense that they had. Now, the New England Patriots defense at the beginning of the year was one of the NFL's worst. Now they've gotten a lot better. They've shored up a lot of things. They obviously lost Dante Hightower, unfortunately, but they haven't been missing a step. Now, the Patriots defense actually struggled in regards to their secondary, and the Broncos took advantage of that. Brock Osweiler connected with Emmanuel Sanders last night for about 6 catches. He had 137 total yards, and he had 100 yards well before halftime. He torched Malcolm Butler, the NFL's best cover two corner, as Emmanuel Sanders would say. He's a cover two corner. Demaryius Thomas got involved, 5 catches, 44 yards, 1 touchdown pass on Stephon Gilmore. But Emmanuel Sanders had found himself open early and often, obviously for a 30-yard reception on his first reception. C.J. Anderson had 10 carries for 54 yards. Jamal Charles had 8 carries for 38 yards. And Brock Osweiler went 18 of 33 for 221, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. But the difference in this game overall was turnovers and special teams. Special teams struck once again for the Denver Broncos. Obviously, a blocked punt. Riley Dixon's punt got blocked. One play, you had too many men on the field that resulted in a penalty that gave New England the ball back. They ended up scoring a touchdown off of. And then you have the muffed punt by Isaiah McKenzie that gave up four, you know, pretty much it contributed to the New England Patriots scoring. And then you had a kick return for a touchdown that you gave up to Deion Lewis. And the Broncos found themselves down 14-0 very quick. And as you guys have known from the last 5 weeks, the Broncos do not do well when they find themselves playing from behind. It's just hard. Defenses adjust really well. But before we get to the rest of the show here, I want to remind you guys what we have ahead. Derek Wolfe's press conference quotes from the post-game report. We're going to have that for you here at the end of Locked On Broncos. I thought Brock Osweiler played phenomenally well. Given the offensive line, they played really well. So overall, when we look at this game, you know, the Denver Broncos rushed for a total of 118 yards. You know, anytime you can rush over 100 yards against a team like New England, that's great. The difference in this game, okay, passing yards, 221 yards on Denver side compared to Tom Brady's 297, 99 rush yards on New England side compared to 118 for Denver. You won that category. Broncos won time of possession with 30 minutes, 17 seconds. But the difference in this game, outside of just the special teams muffs, there were 2 turnovers that the Denver Broncos lost, an interception, and obviously the muff punt. You lost those two points, and those led, obviously, to 14 total points based on those 2 turnovers alone. So the Broncos won third down. They converted 53.3% of their third down plays. They converted it compared to New England completing only 36.4%. Now, the Broncos continue to struggle, still in the area of covering tight ends and covering running backs. New England's schemed very well against the Denver Broncos. Ideally, they took Chris Harris Jr. and Aqib Talib out of the game. Now, Brandon Cooks caught a pretty big play on Aqib Talib on a post-corner route. But overall, they didn't really attack the outside corners. What Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels did, they came in and they constructed a very wise game plan. They split out Deion Lewis or James White or Rex Burkhead far out wide on the outside as a receiver. They ran slant routes, they ran hitch routes, whatever they could do with them just to free them up against a nickel safety or an inside linebacker. And the Broncos continue to struggle with covering tight ends as well as slot receivers, you know, when you have a safety lined up on them and tailbacks out of the backfield or tailbacks lined up outside. They cannot cover them, and that continues to hurt the Denver Broncos. And you put Von Miller out there in pass coverage, At that point, I don't think you benefit Von Miller. Von Miller is paid to get to the quarterback, and you take him away by making him line up in coverage. So I think the Broncos have to do a better job of utilizing, you know, cover talent. Maybe you go a little bit away from a base package against teams like this. You go more of a nickel package. That way you let Von Miller rush the quarterback, something he's very good at. He got to Tom Brady, but Tom Brady got the ball out a little quick. And that's what teams are doing against the Denver Broncos. They're getting the ball out quicker than they normally do because of a guy by the name of Von Miller. I just think overall the Broncos are struggling in terms of just finding an identity on defense as well as offense. And just overall as a team, there is no identity. Now, the defense played very well, but then they've also given up a lot of big plays. And it covers, you know, it's all predicated off of covering the tight end, or it's all about covering a running back. And they continue to struggle in regards to that as well as discipline. We've seen too many penalties that bailed out the New England Patriots because of error. Either too many men on the field, or one play you had 10 players on the field. At that point, that hurt the Broncos. New England scored. You can't have that happen in the National Football League. Overall, the Denver Broncos were out-schemed by the New England Patriots last night. So overall, that's very frustrating just from my standpoint. So obviously a 41-16 loss puts the Denver Broncos at 3-6 on the year. Broncos dropped 5 in a row. It's very tough. So before we get ahead a little bit to Derek Wolfe's post-game press conference, I want to tell you guys about the Locked On Podcast Network and what we have going on. Obviously, I'm a big Denver sports guy. If you're a Denver sports fan, you listen to Locked On Broncos, go listen to my man Adam Morris over there at Locked On Nuggets. Okay, the Nuggets take on the Portland Trailblazers tonight in Portland. Now, Nikola Jokic, I don't know if you happened to witness this past weekend, but Nikola Jokic had an absolute phenomenal game against the Orlando Magic. You can get the full recap over there, Adam Morris, over there at Locked On Nuggets. He's going to bring you all the hot takes regarding Mile High Basketball, hashtag Mile High Basketball. Go give him a follow over there, Adam Morris, as well as at Locked On Nuggets on Twitter. And be sure to check out Matt Williamson's Locked On NFL for all the latest news, headlines, and drama regarding the NFL all across the board. Brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Williamson brings you 5 days of NFL news across the league. Great content as always. Like I said, Locked On NFL over there on iTunes. And be sure to subscribe to Locked On Broncos. And when you go to iTunes, leave a review, leave a 5-star review for Locked On Broncos, and tell us why you, as a fan, would like a free Pro Football Focus Ed subscription powered by the Locked On Podcast Network and Pro Football Focus. Now, what happens is you leave your Twitter handle in the review, and when you do that, you are automatically entered into a drawing where you may receive a free Pro Football Focus Ed subscription valued at $40 for free for a whole year. You get access to analytics, positional player grades, as well as matchups that will help you with draft coverage, as well as fantasy sports. Over there, Pro Football Focus Ed subscription, Locked On Podcast Network as well. So be sure to follow the show on Twitter as well at Locked On Broncos. Follow me at Cody Work NFL. Before we get to the end of the show here, let's talk about Derek Wolfe. Now, Derek Wolfe is a guy we've looked at over the years in the NFL. I think overall, it's been surprising. It's been surprising to say the least that the Denver Broncos have struggled, and they struggled with stopping the run last night. They gave up maybe about 7 yards a carry, you know, against Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead, and James White. And that's something we haven't seen from the Denver Broncos in quite some time. It's just giving up these big runs or giving up as many points. You know, you give up 51 points and you give up 41 points in consecutive weeks. That is concerning. So Derek Wolfe was visibly frustrated, as well as the rest of the Denver Broncos defense. And the team right now is just kind of shocked. I don't think the leadership element's going on, but Derek Wolfe had a lot of interesting comments to say following the game in the backstage. So we're going to play it for you right here on Locked On Broncos.
My distant memory, man. It's like we're a whole new fucking team. It's embarrassing. I'm tired of being embarrassed. I'm tired of going out there and getting, you know, we start off 14-0. We start off down 14 points.
Yeah. I was going to say special teams kind of demoralize you guys.
I'm not going to point fingers, man, but, you know, they definitely have to play better for us. We got to play better on all phases. You know, we got guys out there, you know, we had 12 guys on the field one time. We had 10 guys on the field one time, you know, and we already knew it's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They're going to do that stuff. They're going to scheme you up. So whenever you're, you know, trying to substitute, they're going to try to hurry up to the ball. And we already do that. But, you know, they still caught us a couple times. And I don't know, man. It's just sad. it's real sad. It's sad that we went from being a championship caliber team to a team that stinks and nobody respects us.
Falling in big holes early time and time again. Is it bad preparation? It's not coming out.
It's not bad preparation. Preparation is the last issue we have. We practice so hard. We study hard. We watch extra film. We're doing everything we possibly can. I'm going to go in tomorrow and I'm going to do heavy back squats. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're all doing everything we possibly can to get better and to be the best we can. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I'm lost. I'm at a loss.
You were talking about how they scheme you. They scheme you to hit their running backs and hit their tight ends. They've been doing that week after week after week. Nothing you can do to stop that?
I'm not the coach. I just do what I'm told, man. I just do what I'm told and try to play as hard as I possibly can to the end.
Are you demoralized?
Yeah. I'm just going to have to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again, try to get a win. We just got to try to get a win, man. That's all we can worry about right now is just trying to get a win.
So obviously, Derek Wolfe's thoughts after a tough loss to the New England Patriots on Sunday Night Football, 41-6. Broncos fall once again. And right now, the Broncos are still kind of finding themselves in the same kind of post-game pattern. We had a great week of practice. We got to practice harder. We got to come back out. We got to focus on trying to get a win. You could tell by hearing in Derek Wolfe's voice that he's out of options. It sounds like he's doing everything in his power he can to help the Denver Broncos win, but this is a team sport, and collectively, the Denver Broncos have struggled so far this season and the last 5 weeks after the bye week of looking like a cohesive team. It looks like they don't have a lot of chemistry out there with one another, and a lot of people are blaming it on the quarterback play. When you change a quarterback from Trevor Siemian to Brock Osweiler, they say that right there hurts it. I don't necessarily believe that. Now, Trevor Siemian, for the first 2 weeks of the season, he played pretty decent against the Oakland Raiders as well. You had these spurts. You had these moments where quarterback play was pretty good at the beginning, and Denver Broncos were 3-1. Well, at that point, quarterback play started to drop off starting in Buffalo in week 3. And all of a sudden, you find yourself kind of at a point where you're wondering, well, we don't have a very good quarterback at this point. What do we do? Enter Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler, he played pretty well. I thought last night Brock Osweiler had a game that, in my mind, just my mind, this is just my opinion. I want you to share your thoughts with me on Derek Wolfe's thoughts on Twitter, at Lockdown Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL. But my thought in general on Brock Osweiler, how the offense played, if Brock Osweiler plays every week the way he played last night, I want him as my quarterback. Okay, he's not the Tom Brady guy. He's not going to throw you 70 touchdown passes in a season, or, you know, he's not going to throw 5 in one game. Maybe, I don't know. Not this year, I don't see it. But Brock Osweiler went through his reads. He went through his progressions. And if you go back on the game pass film and you watch the coach's version of the film, you're going to see that Brock Osweiler, he stood back in the pocket. And when the pocket collapsed, he extended plays to the outside. He assassinated a guy on the sideline with a ball that he threw out of bounds. Hope that guy's all right. But Brock Osweiler played really, really well last night for the Denver Broncos. Enough for me to be comfortable with him being our quarterback for the Denver Broncos for the rest of the season. I think that's what you got to do. Now you got to ask a question. What do you do about special teams? Brock Olivo's unit on special teams did a very horrid job last night, a very horrendous job overall in execution and becoming a unit a week after we praised them, because against Philadelphia, special teams actually had a very good week. Brandon McManus is still kicking field goals and he's still doing very good at it. My biggest struggle with the Denver Broncos right now is a lack of consistency, and I think that's what fans and even players alike are frustrated, is that the consistency is lacking. It's not there, and the Denver Broncos have no answer right now. They're getting out-schemed, out-coached, out-executed. The offense last night, if I go back, let's take away Isaiah McKenzie's muff punt. You take away the special teams blunders, okay? Well, the New England Patriots lose about 21 to 24 total points right there if you take those errors away. The Denver Broncos offense, in my opinion, I think if you Don't muff the punt. I think you have a chance. Maybe you do go up 7-0 on New England in the first quarter. I don't know. Maybe you do. But things like that blow the game open. Obviously, when your special teams units or turnovers cost you points, it is hard to win in the National Football League. I don't care who you have. If you're going against Tom Brady or even Brian Hoyer, it is very, very difficult for you to have success in the NFL and win when you turn the ball over and the other team capitalizes and score points off it. So at this point, the Denver Broncos have a tough game coming into town with Cincinnati Bengals. They're kind of struggling a lot this year, but you know, when you look at it on paper, this could be the game that the Denver Broncos get on track, and why not? It may be a good confidence booster. Yeah, it's not a flashy, you know, if you beat the Cincinnati Bengals, there's not a lot of credit in terms that you can get excited about. Yeah, they beat this really good team. Well, the Bengals aren't that good this year, but the Denver Broncos need a win, and the NFL wins are you know, for coaches, for organizations, is how you're measured. Look at the Cleveland Browns. They struggle to win, and that's why they are where they are currently at. Now, the Denver Broncos are a championship caliber organization from the top to the very bottom. And this is a year where they have kind of fallen off of their routine, what guidelines, what blueprints they've been following in the past. And a lot of it has to do with inexperience at the coaching position. So Vance Joseph, a whole year, 1 year as a coordinator in the NFL, defensive coordinator in Miami, and his Miami defense was not that good. They got obliterated by Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown in the playoffs. His defense wasn't that good overall. He was a former DB coach. He was a good DB coach, but he's not a good coordinator. And as of right now, the verdict is kind of out there that he may not be really a good head coach. You know, and a lot of people have told me, and I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. So tweet me at @CodyWorkNFL, @LockedOnBroncos. But a lot of people want to see emotion from Vance Joseph. They want to see him yelling at a player or yelling when something's not, you know, going right. They want to see some kind of emotion. They want to see him throw a Gatorade bottle or throw something down on the ground, throw a hat or something, just some kind of emotion rather than the camera panning to him and he's just standing there with his arms crossed. At that point, body language 101, most people see that and they assume that he does not know what he's doing. He's stuck and he doesn't know how to react. He doesn't know what to do. So at that point, Denver Broncos have a visible frustration. Broncos country as a unit, we're all feeling it. We're all feeling the pain of losing, and we're not used to it. We're not used to losing 5 games in a row in the NFL. Last time that happened, Josh McDaniels was our head coach. So the Denver Broncos right now on Twitter, very upset, very angry, and rightfully so. The Broncos just got to get back on track. I don't know what you can do. I really don't. I really don't know what you can do, but you know, when you're getting out-schemed and out-coached, it gets noticeable. You can tell week in and week out. Teams are attacking the same things, the same weaknesses that the Broncos have on offense, defense, special teams. Every single week, they are attacking the Denver Broncos at their weaknesses, and it doesn't appear that the Broncos are correcting any of it, and they're still getting hurt by the same things over and over again. So, I mean, eager to hear your guys' thoughts, okay? So tweet me your thoughts on tonight's show at Locked On Broncos, at Cody Work NFL, and we're going to dive into it tomorrow live on Periscope, live here, Locked On Podcast Network, Broncos Country, Twitter Tuesday over here at Locked On Broncos. We got it all live, baby, and we're recording it live on Periscope as well as here. Send me your Twitter questions at Locked On Broncos, at Cody Work NFL, hashtag Twitter Tuesday. Your thoughts, your frustrations, your vents about the Denver Broncos right now, and we will cover it on air tomorrow. Locked On Broncos, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Time, right here, Locked On Podcast Network. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.